Blog Talk Radio.
So there we was in the dark, black inventory rows, deep back rotating staff, putting our informational labels to the front like we want to be chosen. Plowed under by a belligerent usher, our scattered grouping like a bed of bugs, voice the light, like some familiar kind of springtime facing that stage, shapes in the dark diorama, the suggestion of a table, the scrape of a prop, team shape all getting dragged into place. Bustle then the calm, stop. Y'all are like the locusts in their off years, like peak meringue, like stiff mice before they run for it. Ain't nobody twitching. There's those 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. In the seconds, collection, tension, inevitability, stuff between that 2 and 3, they go from something they resemble to like this Tim that we can see. Lights on, like a Tim Murray epiphany. Then there you are with that beard, the tinge of orange, your little facial nettles of rust. That beard you best never remove or we'll spank you. Then you just get out there and you just do what you do.
Thank you.
Draconia Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. You guys are listening to the Inept Parenting and Sexual Practices edition, coming live to you from the Studio 66 basement in downtown Albuquerque. So really great to be here. Actually, what you guys just heard was that was a song called New Theory by Washed Out, otherwise known as Mr. Ernest Green, who happens to be a MySpace success story. Actually was discovered after a lot of people downloaded his music on MySpace. And what do you know, now the guy's writing music for Portlandia. So I guess it happens. It does happen on occasion. You guys be sure to keep an eye out for that next big flick coming out of Hollywood. Ernest Becomes a Trance DJ, starring Ernest Green. Be sure to look out for that. We got some great stuff on the program tonight, actually. We got 3-foot people. We've also got Voodoo Glow Skulls, Empire of the Sun. I am hearing reports that Bootsy Collins was setting fires at the end of the Draconian Vampire Tunnel earlier in the evening. And unfortunately, it looks like his platform shoes did catch fire in the act. So it looks like he won't be stopping through. Hopefully we can get him on here next week. So hopefully you get better. And you know what, Bootsy, I'm going to play this one for you, man. Because you are Bootsy Collins, and you like to stick your love in everybody's eye and whatnot. So we're going to go with a song called Pervert, actually. And this is by a band called, well, if I can find it here. Yeah, it's actually by a band called The Grimms, and, wow, I've actually lost my record here, or I've lost the track, what have you. So, we're going to skip that. Actually, we'll look for that, and we'll try to find The Grimms in the tunnel here momentarily, but I think what we'll go with first is a little band called Tijuana No, and the name of this song is Pobre de Ti. You guys are listening to the Draconia Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Mussolini Mustafa, visitor from Pakistan. 43B, 1, Kaya Bonet, Shuri Burr, Karachi, Pakistan. I don't know why I'm writing down his home address, except I've never known anybody I could write a letter to in Pakistan. He took out all the trash downstairs. I don't know what I'd say to him, except, of course, thank you for taking out the trash, and how are things in Pakistan? Ordinary Pakistani citizens are granted visas on arrival in 36 countries, but if I'm not mistaken, not here. Pakistan, Iraq, Afghanistan, and North Korea. And for this reason, perhaps, I cannot recall knowing a single Pakistani citizen save the New York taxi driver who put us up for the weekend back in 94 or 95 at their flat in Little Pakistan. It was a brick building that smelled of curry. Americans anywhere, anyhow, have really nothing to say about Pakistan except that they are reputedly rude, and or Pakistanis are reputedly rude and bad-smelling, and that they have a reputation for terrorism. But I will always remember them for rescuing us, and how at least 9 of them slept on a row on the floor, and that was the one bedroom, and the one bedroom was apparently reserved for guests. And for this, I will always be thankful for Pakistan. Nicest folks I ever met in New York.
Okay, that was Cobra de T by Tijuana No. Ska band, really cool. Dig the shit out of those guys. The background noise here. Actually, we got some other stuff coming up. Looks like we did locate the Grimms, so we do have them on the show here, thankfully. And looks like we also have Charlie Feathers. You guys ever hear of Charlie Feathers? Anybody out there? No? Okay. Well, anyway, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to dedicate this one to Mr. Bootsy Collins out there. And Bootsy, I hope that you're feeling better after setting yourself on fire, what have you. And right now what we're going to do is we're going to play
The Grimms.
This is a song called Pervert.
Number to call in,
of course, 805-856-2808. And I do see that we have a 412 on the area, on the line. So bring them in here momentarily. We'll be right back.
Thank you. please don't kill me.
I don't want your money, lady. This is...
Oh, robbery?
No,
what? Who is Ray P?
No, it says...
Oh, my God. Are you going to rape me? Are you going to rape me in my driveway?
I didn't think about that. Unless you know, like, a better place, like, less sunny.
When did I tell you where to rape me? Are you kidding me?
Fair enough. Then, yeah, this is what's happening here, then. So, it's fucking time.
Do you even know what you're doing?
Do you know what you're doing? Okay? You're about to have... Okay, so...
Is that... That's a toy gun.
This is not a toy gun. This is a smaller, more dangerous version of a gun. It's plastic.
This is a fucking toy. You scared the shit out of me. You just come up in my driveway with a toy and you point it in my face? What did you expect to happen?
In my mind, I jump out with the gun. I'm like, this is a rape. And then we fuck? Yeah.
And it's broad daylight. By the way, you're not even wearing a mask.
I had a mask, okay, but it's hot out here, and I was waiting for 40 minutes for you to come out, and it got all itchy and sweaty. It's made of wool, so I took it off.
You cannot be serious.
Mrs. Hamilton?
Hey, Ted.
Hey, good morning. Is everything okay here? Or?
Yeah, it's fine. This man was just attempting to rape me.
Are you serious?
I'm an aspiring rapist. This is something new.
You're not wearing a mask.
I told him.
I had a mask, okay, but it's... hot out here, and it gets itchy, and so it's made of wool, so I took it off.
Okay, I've some packages for you here. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Oh, it's my self-help book.
Oh, self-help, huh? What you taking them with perfection for?
Thank you so much.
Hello, excuse me.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I didn't introduce myself. Ted Parsons, how are you?
Tomas Ferreira.
Oh, you live at 4726, down the block. Yeah.
That's not my real name.
You could have said any name.
Any name.
I'm gonna go, but do you want me to call the cops?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Thank you, though, and thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Ted.
Bye.
Talks a lot, huh? It's like boundaries, like you're the mailman, you're not the best friend, we're not friends.
Okay, Tomas, was that?
No, that's not my name. Fake name.
Well, I'm gonna call the cops.
Why? Wow, I didn't even do anything.
I feel like you need to go to jail and get raped, so you know how to... do it next time.
No, please. I can't go to jail. My mom's going to kill me. I'll do anything. Just call the cops, please.
Anything?
Yes.
Basically just a school for criminals. And it looks like that guy's going to get the hard lesson. That was actually Pervert by the Grimms. Really great psychobilly band out of somewhere where psychobillies come from. Yeah. While we're on the topic of psychobilly, I did want to mention, give a big shout out to our Draconian Vampire psychobilly cousins out there in Toxico Radio. Really dig that show, man. So you guys should definitely check that out. INTOXICA Radio. Do some really cool podcasts over there. So big shout out to those guys. We do have a 412 on the area. Why do I keep saying area? What the fuck? On the line. And I'm going to bring them in. 412, you are live.
Hey, what's up? You know, I really like what you've been playing tonight. It's good stuff. Very cool.
Yeah, we're mixing it up a little bit. A little ska, a little psychobilly, a little trance. Got the whole shebang.
Yeah. I'm getting pretty used to being, like, called the 412.
Mm-hmm. I've actually made it a custom from now on to call people by their area codes because I know that it specifically upsets certain people. Hi, Zygo with my coffee. Brian Fugier, how are you doing? Yeah.
Does it upset people? I don't know. I mean, who cares?
Sometimes. Yeah, who cares, right? Who cares?
Yeah.
How are you doing, Lynn Alexander?
I am awake and I am yeah, I'm up chilling, and I'm just, you know, I thought, you know, and I'll listen in and see what you play tonight, because I like to do that, and, you know, yeah, all good.
We got a few things. We actually, I could be wrong, but we may have had a doppelganger of yours in the tunnel earlier in the show. That was, I heard something about that. Wasn't sure if you were aware of that or not.
Well, you know, the tunnel is a very, like, you know, mystical, magical realm, and all kinds of things happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unexpected things, unexpected, you know, just, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Mm. It would not surprise me either. And, of course, if any of our listeners out there are surprised or shocked or bewildered or what have you, inebriated as well, we do take those callers. Please feel free to call in, 805-856-2808. Now, Lynn Alexander, I understand you might actually be more available to be around the Draconian Vampire Tunnel for a little while. Is this true? Am I hearing rumors about this, or...?
Well, you know what, I get up at 6 no matter what. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter. Yeah, but I'm sort of switching jobs. And I'm kind of feeling actually pretty relieved about that. You know, I was doing crazy hours and doing a lot of overtime and just a lot of, you know, a lot of bullshit. So, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to maybe being able to get back to some of the things that I like to do, get my life back again, you know?
Weird.
But, yeah. Yeah, so, see, but the thing is that the good thing is that I'm off tomorrow, so even if I'm tired, I can hang out.
All right. Well, we're glad to hear that. We're always glad to have you. And, Lynn, if you don't mind, hopefully you'll hang out with us for a little bit longer. And
I will.
All right, cool. Great. Well, we're going to have Lynn Alexander hang out on the line with us, and right now what we're going to do is we're going to play a song. This one's actually called I Can't Hardly Stand It by a band called The Cramps. Very classy name. Wish I had thought of that. We'll be right back.
If you're done.
Hernandez is a Facebook friend of my mother's, and she was a gateway to stalking the others. She was probably one of my mom's favorite church friends. Her oldest daughters taught me about Jane's addiction and suicidal tendencies. One Easter Sunday, in my 15th year, her son and I decided to go fool around in the garage after we got bored of playing Super Mario Bros. 2 in my younger brother's room. Lucy recently posted an extremely gory picture of the crucifixion.
All right. That was The Cramps with I Can't Hardly Stand It. And some more psychobilly stuff for us on the program. We do have other variations, so please bear with me. I think coming up next, we've got the Project U news feed. And as well as... Yeah, I think actually we're gonna play Empire of the Sun first. What do you think? What do you think, Lynn Alexander? I'm gonna give you the choice: Project U newsfeed or Empire of the Sun first. Which one?
You know what? I would. You know, do the newsfeed after. Do it later. Put it off.
Yeah, yeah. Off the news, right?
We're slackers.
Yeah. We're slackers, and we like to procrastinate here, and that's what the fuck we're gonna do. So. Coming up next, we got Empire of the Sun, We Are the People, and then we got the Project U newsfeed with Lynn Alexander. You got something for the newsfeed, right?
Do I have something for the newsfeed? Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But,
great.
Yeah, we'll do that later. We'll put it off.
All right, cool. Sounds good. Empire of the Sun, We Are the People. You guys, listen to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It's closed to repairs. We'll be right back.
It all started as a dance. Barbie, the famous teenage fashion model doll by Mattel, felt that this was to be a special night. And then it happened. She met Ken. And somehow she knew that she and Ken would be going together. So now Mattel brings you Ken, Barbie's boyfriend, with a complete wardrobe of perfectly tailored clothes of unmatched quality. Now Ken and Barbie meet for lunch at school, go to fraternity parties, and just relax together. Think of the fun you'll have taking Barbie and Ken on dates, dressing each one just right. You'll find Ken wherever toys are sold. Look for this special tag that tells you he's the genuine Ken. Get both Barbie and Ken and see where the romance will lead. It could lead to this. And remember, you can tell it's Mattel. It's well.
This is your Literary Underground news feed for April 24th and the 25th of 2012, brought to you, of course, by The Literary Underground. You guys can go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all your Draconian Vampire information and what such. Actually, the Draconian Vampire Tunnel actually brings you the Literary Underground U news feed via Lynn Alexander. Lynn, what do you got for us?
What do I have for you? Well, you know, on Thursday nights we do Project U Radio, and this week we're actually doing something not unique, but different for us. We're going to have a live show from the Telegraph, and maybe Paul, I know he's listening, actually, right now.
I believe he's online, actually, yeah.
Is he? I mean, maybe he can sort of talk a little bit about what that entails, or what it will involve, I guess I should say.
Yeah, what does that entail, Mr. Paul Corman Roberts?
Oh, am I on now? Am I in on the thing here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the hot seat talking about the Telegraph tonight. So, give us the good.
Yeah, we're gonna do a live broadcast. I probably, you know what I do when I post these events for Project U Radio, as I go a little over the top. I employ the devices of agitprop and propaganda in general to just sort of wave my hands wildly in the air to attract attention, and people come running as if I'm a drowning man or something, or I'm offering, or if I'm giving away beer or something.
Nice.
And they check in, and I'm like, oh my God, you suckered me into this thing. But a few of them stay, a few of them listen, they hang out, they engage in the community conversation that I'm trying to start here.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Telegraph Cafe on Thursday night is basically going to be a cell phone around where several of the key players in the Beast Crawl and the Zai Festival reading coming up are going to be hatching their plans and conspiracies in the heart of one of what is going to be one of the key venues of the entire series, or the entire weekend, which will be the Telegraph Cafe, which is very, very good, very, very good cafe. It cooks some of the best sausage hoagies in Oakland, man, and I can't recommend them highly enough.
All right.
But on one side you have the Sausage Art Gallery, which is actually a really neat gallery. The most recent exhibition was Dead Rock Stars. Everything was a portrait of a dead rock star. It's interesting. Some of them you have to take a few moments to guess. Some of them you know immediately who they are. All sort of neat. And then, of course, there's the beer garden also attached to the same venue, one of our locals out here, Jason Scheinheit's starting an open reading feature series out there, which will be great. That's going to be happening in June, and I hope to be at that, you know, promoting the series. But that's what we're going to be doing, is just, you know, promoting this festival we're having in July. And really, you know, the more I think about it, the more I think that this is really Oakland, or at least Alameda County's first real literary festival. I don't know if they've ever had one with quite this focus of, you know, small press performances and zine swapping and people coming out to hang out and doing a crawl on top of it. You know, it's all just sort of neat the way it's all sort of coming together. And it's going to be a crazy weekend, and we're hoping, you know, maybe this is something that energy and the momentum can keep up on an annual basis. I don't know. But it's great to have Zygote and My Coffee and Red Fez be a part of it, because, you know, those are two great magazines that have supported those of us plying our trade in the internet underground press, as it were. You know, God bless them. God bless them for the hard work and for surviving for as long as they have. You know, they deserve ports of call where they can be celebrated, and the Bay Area definitely wants to be one of those places.
Amen. Sign me up. You guys definitely should be there, and really appreciate you guys helping out with the newsfeed. I also wanted to add that there is a new magazine coming out from one of the people that will be at ZyFez Oakland and ZyFez New Mexico, Miss Misty Rainwater.
Oh,
Yeah.
Frankie.
New magazine looking for somewhere around 5 contributors of photography, as well as artwork, prose, poetry, and the whole nine, called Instant Pussy by Misty Rainwater Lights. That'll be coming out very soon, so you guys definitely should go and submit if you have any of the above. You guys,
that's, not, that's, not, an, That's not a
right.
new magazine,
she
Frankie.
Had that. She actually had that before, right? You mean a new issue.
It's a new issue.
Revamping.
Yeah, well, it's back. We'll put it like that.
Yeah, it's back.
It's back. Thanks for clarifying that for me. But
it's like a pussy revival.
You know what? This is the first time I've actually heard of the magazine, so it's all new to me.
Yeah.
And
it was years ago. I mean, it's been some years. I don't remember exactly when it was around. But then I guess it sort of went on hiatus a little bit, like things do. You know, that happens, and
Yeah, there's another one. There's another old zine that's coming back. I don't know if you guys saw it, but, you know, because Misty's great because, you know, she just takes it out and brings it back as she sees fit. I'm sorry. I'm calling in representing the inebriated people that you invited to call in earlier, Misty, and I want you to know that I'm incredibly fucking inebriated right now.
Right on. We encourage.
I don't know if you guys saw this out on the great Ethernet out there, but Thunder Sandwich is coming back.
Oh yeah,
really?
I hadn't heard from them in years, and they've just put out a call for submissions. They're back in the game, and check it out. The Thunder Sandwich is back. I was impressed to see that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Pretty yeah, cool. I'm really glad to hear it. Always glad to see the revamps. Love using the word vamp, of course, in the Draconian Vampire Tunnel.
You brought it back around. You brought it back around.
It's a circle, man. Life is a circle.
Yeah, it is.
And that's what we like to do. We like to run that in the ground. Of course, you guys want to submit to Instant Pussy, you guys can send all your submissions to Roxy, R-O-X-I, X-M-A-S, @gmail.com. And, of course, if they want to submit to Thunder Sandwich, I'm not sure. Where do they send that, Paul?
I don't know. I didn't pick it up. I just saw it. Just saw it. But it's probably not hard to find.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Google Thunder Sandwich. You'll find it.
You will find it. You will definitely find it. Coming up next, looks like I got a little sampler platter, actually, for you guys out there in the tunnel.
Sampler platter.
A sampler platter. This is a first for the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. We've never had a sampler platter.
It's like a power mix, man. Is this like a late 80s power mix?
It's going to blow your mind. And or maybe blow something else. That's what happens here. Ultra Infidels sample platter right here. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed to repairs. We'll be right back.
I'm
thought back on those pseudo-spiritual journeys exploring charity, making those partial commitments such as adopting an entire family and feeding them over the holidays as if they were a cuddly family of stray kittens. I couldn't resist them, systematically deciding who might live and who might die.
All right, that was actually the Ultra Infidel sample platter. Big shout out to my man, Clay Phillips, and Temple of Doom out there, man. I really dig that, and appreciate you giving me heads up on that. Really dig the Ultra Infidels, so you guys should definitely check them out. I don't know, what did you guys think? Lynn, did you like the sample platter? Did it have enough meat and vegetables?
A little tempura, it was kind of a little scholicious moments in there. It was good stuff. It was. You know, I have to say that, you know, and I've told you this before, I always like what you play. And actually, sometimes I like write stuff down and then, like, the next day after your show, you know, I actually have, so I'm like a scavenger hunt, you know.
Yeah.
Like online and, you know, and start looking for stuff. And, yeah, you know, so, yeah, well, good.
I have to tell you guys, like, when Lindsay and myself were first discussing the specifics of the show, we were talking about it, and like one of the aspirations that we had for the show was we wanted it to be like an experience where you're looking for records in a crate of records, or you're looking for records in a record store or what have you, and you're finding all these golden classics that nobody's, like these really obscure songs that nobody's really even heard or taken notice of, and I'm finding like more and more I'm just straying so much farther away from mainstream music. I'm just doing the show and digging, like you're saying, doing the scavenger hunt. So it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Man, I love it. Paul?
Hey, yeah, you betcha. I went to Sound Tribe Sector 9 Friday night. That's my favorite band right now, pretty much.
He's representing the inebriated, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, and very well. I would have to say, swimmingly so.
Yeah, like a true drunk, no question.
An articulate drunk, but you know, I like those kind of. I happen to think of myself as an articulate drunk, so there you go.
So sometimes the lack of inhibition goes hand in hand with inebriation, inhibition, and you know, as long as it's all kept in the right context, I guess it's harmless, right?
Prime example.
Don't try this at home, kids.
Don't try it at home. Something you guys can try at home actually is 3 Foot People. That's what we're gonna play next. This is a song called "On My Way" by a group called 3 Feet People. This is actually presented by Freddy Krueger with a C, not with a K, but with a C. Guys, listen to Draconian Vampire Tunnel. I will go ahead and say that we have around 9 minutes left of live streaming. So, of course, if you did want to hear the rest of the show after live hours, please feel free to call in 805-856-2808. We'll be right back.
Baby,
at the end of the day, sometimes I think about all of these random people and that I remember, and I wonder on how many days, on how many continents, somebody is thinking about that crazy white person, and what a good or bad or terrible person I am, or how ugly or how precious I am. I think about the people from faraway places forever etched on my retinas, and I wonder how long I'll carry them with me. Conversely, I wonder the possibility that someone in some remote Mayan pueblo just mentioned my name.
All right. That was On My Way, excuse me, by 3 Foot People, of course presented by Mr. Freddy Krueger with a C, not with a K. I don't know, man. I'm not a big fan of Freddy Krueger. I'm assuming that neither... You guys aren't a big fan of Freddy Krueger either, are you?
I watched the fourth one quite a few times.
Yeah?
And that was... I was a lost child in the 80s. You know, there were a few things in the 80s. I thought, I don't know. By number four, or maybe it was the third one. I don't even remember which Freddy Krueger it was. I thought one of them was kind of clever, and I don't know. Maybe because I was just a weak point in my life in the 80s. There were a lot of weak points in the 80s. Let's be perfectly fucking honest about it.
Lynn Alexander, Freddy Krueger, yay or nay?
You know what I have to say, I'm not really a fan. I mean, I do like ridiculous movies, and yeah, but for some reason I don't know, I didn't get into the premise, it didn't excite me, I don't know.
It's essentially about a pervert, you know, that's what the story is centered around, it's about a pervert. And,
yeah.
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 Well, he was the product of the rape of 1,000 maniacs. That was the story. His mother was some nun who was holed up in an insane asylum and was raped by 1,000 maniacs, and he was supposedly the product of that. That's the great Freddy Krueger heritage legacy there. So there you go. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Quite a legacy.
Yeah. That was, well, you know, we are talking about horror film, folks.
Yeah. That's true.
Horror franchise.
Yeah, horror. I was gonna say I saw the remake of it recently. Not too bad. Not bad idea.
Horrible idea. Yeah. Terrible idea.
Well, Hollywood's running out of ideas. So what can you do except make movies out of comic books? There you go. Phew, guys. Since I got Mr. Paul Coleman Roberts, I was going to say that we actually heard Lynn Alexander at the top of the show, or her doppelganger, as it were. And I was wondering, Paul, since you are the inebriated caller of the evening, if you happen to have some poetry for us. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed that. That was kind of a blurring of communications there. I didn't hear that.
Oh. Well, I was actually going to say, I was actually asking if you had a poem.
Oh, no, I've always got a poem. Maybe I'll read one of these Red Fest, maybe I'll read a Red Fest submission. No, I won't do that. Everybody sounds disappointed. Oh, no, do that.
No, I was going to say, do that.
Okay, no, I'll do one.
You're
I'll
not
do one
allowed
real quick.
To pluck from the vault.
I know, that's terrible. And then everybody guess who it is.
All right.
With a prize to the winner, or whoever comes closest. Okay, no, this is a play. Oh, God, should I do something I'm thinking about doing for Zyfez? Oh, I don't know.
I could actually give you a little time to think about that, if you like.
You had to get him going.
I did. I did.
You know, wind me up. Wind me up like the tool I am.
There you go. You want a little time to think about this, Paul?
Give me some time. Yeah, I need.
All right.
Now that I'm going to have to build up to it.
He's wound up. We're going to give him some time to unwind.
Wound up.
While you're doing that, I want you guys to think about one thing. I want to put an image in your mind, and you can't run away from it. Coming up next, we got Mutilators with a song called She Put the Baby in the Microwave.
Oh, please don't.
Oh, I am. I definitely am.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's gonna.
It's on. Draconian Vampire Tunnel, it's closed because of babies and microwaves. And That's not good, man. It's just think about the image. I just want everybody to think about it.
That's the thing is that I, you know, who wants to? Because, you know, there are certain things that are just so horrific. And yeah, I mean, who wants to think about that?
That's why we're here. We were just talking about horror movies. That's why we're here.
Yeah, but that's real because that really happened. And
you heard about that on the news in the morning.
Oh, I'm not advocating people. Okay. All right. I want to put out a disclaimer before we play the song. I'll go ahead and I'll do this. I'll put out a disclaimer before we play this song.
Like, don't try this at home.
Please don't put babies in microwaves because they will shut this show down, and I like doing it. I don't know.
And don't use one of those little timers they have on turkeys.
Please don't use Wow. All right. We'll be right back after that.
Think you know today's food prices? Try and guess the cost of this dinner. 3 pieces of batter-dipped chicken, fried crisp and golden, fluffy with potatoes, tender sweet vegetables, and apple cake cobbler for dessert. What's your guess? About $2? $2.50? Wrong. It's about 85 cents, and it's a Swanson fried chicken dinner. That's some value. Swanson can change your ideas about today's high food prices.
Why?
had a crush on Bob Strahota, sort of. For a youth leader, he was kind of cute and funny. At least part of me thought that he was just kidding about the charismatic Catholicism. The other sort of cute youth leader, I can't remember his name or find any clue as to whatever happened to him. Last I heard, he was ousted for making out with an underage teen lifer. Bob Strahota was easy to stalk. His Facebook page is public. One post reads, "Just cleansing the brain with some Jimi Hendrix." And then in another post, he has some pictures of fetuses, and then he asks, "Can you tell which one was conceived by rape?" And then another one reads, "I want to buy my coffin in advance, made of carved oak, to use as a coffee table in the living room to remind me that someday my body will spend a lot of time in there."
All right, that was a little punky reggae via Bad Brains, emphasis on the word punk there. I and I Survive, and before that we had, actually, She Put the Baby in the Microwave, and I really hope that that baby survived if somebody did try to put a baby in the microwave, man. I and I Survive, for real. What'd you guys think? Lynn, was that too much for you? Was the oh, I think it was. She dropped off the line. Ooh. Paul.
Sir.
Sir, yes. Was that actually... what did you think about?
That was horrible, man. I had a total visceral reaction to that.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, wasn't it?
It was horrible. I was all like... Ah! I'm a parent. I can't help it.
It was hard for me, but I felt it was important, and I was actually doing research on this, and there are quite a lot of people that are on YouTube that are trying to get that video pulled down. So, you know what? I have to go ahead and say, I'm going to go ahead and request that it be pulled down myself. Pull that one down. Why not? Sure.
I'm still a free speech advocate.
Right on, right on. So you would say just keep it like that then?
If people want to listen to that, you know, far be it from me to tell them not to. It's not my right to tell them not to listen to that.
Yeah.
It depicts horrible behavior, but it's also real. You know, that's also real shit that goes on. And, yeah. I'd rather it wasn't ignored. I'd rather something about civilization dealt with it. So. I support that.
There you go. All right. Well, we're gonna leave it like that. And actually, I was gonna say that, you know, anybody out there that anybody that listens to that song, please feel free to express yourself in any way see fit about that song. That's the great thing about freedom of speech, is there's also freedom of opinion that goes along with that. So feel free to do that. And you can comment to us at any time. That's fine. What we like to do here is we like to keep things rolling. And you know what? After that, man, I think a cool poem from Mr. Paul Corman Roberts would definitely realign the chakras, so to speak.
All right. I'll stick around for a poem.
All right, cool. Let's see. You know what? We're going to go with Voodoo Glow Skulls. This is Celito Lindo. And then we'll be right back with Paul Coleman Roberts. We'll be right back. All right, Solito Lindo by the Voodoo Glow Skulls. Really great ska track. Paul, I hope you've got a poem ready. Is that correct?
I do. I do have a poem.
Right on.
Check it out. This is called Teeth. Keeping with the horror theme. Teeth. In the midst of a furious fog storm, I leave nearly half of my face all over Hawk Hill Road, distributed generously between the handlebars of my one-speed roadster and no one for miles. Half an identity strewn about a lonely country road, and you never realized how much teeth look just like little white rocks sitting on asphalt between falling particles of mist. It is a lesson. One can never be stronger than the ground they inhabit. This lesson is taught at every street corner. This has always been our lesson in the summertime, simply to remind us that there is no escape for our entitlements and delusions lit lightly upon an obelisk promontory overlooking waves, misty physics overhead beneath a gray canopy, a perilous perch, a fragile foothold. Ring around the rosy. And should it all crumble away, pride from millenniums of mineral layers, pocket full of posy. We crashing down with it beneath the fog. Ashes, ashes. In that moment, we will don an extreme awareness. We all fall down for how fat and warm and happy we are in that moment when we become our niche and realize just how much teeth look like rock sitting on the asphalt of a lonely country road.
The lot's on my mind, and I'm looking for a real one, but she's mighty hard to find. Lord, if my country cousin, check the hottest spots in town. Oh, that little bit of woman, but she just ain't around. Hey, hey, I need you.
And that was Tosca with Boss on the Boat. Before that, we actually heard Charlie Feathers with That Certain Female. You guys might actually recognize that track from Kill Bill. And then before that, we heard Bone by Paul Corman Roberts. So, mad respect to Paul Corman Roberts for coming through and hanging out with us, as well as Lynn Alexander. You guys can always catch them, as well as myself, although rarely, as opposed to those two guys who are very solid at it and do one hell of a job at Project U Radio, right here on the Literary Underground Blog Talk Radio page, Project U Radio. That's what we do here. You guys can actually catch them on Thursdays. I believe it is at, I want to say it's at 11... I'm going to say 11 Eastern. I'm going to go ahead and say that. I could be wrong about that, but the great thing about it is that you can actually go to www.blogtalkradio.com /The Literary Underground. And, of course, you can actually follow us by clicking the Follow tab right underneath the description of the profile page. And then you get all the information, you get all the updates, and you get all the heads up on shows, usually around 30 minutes beforehand, so great thing about it. Coming up next, and yeah, I think we started the show off with Washed Out, and we're going to end it with Washed Out, a song called Before. This is actually the closing song of the evening. And damn, what is that smell? I have been smelling a skunk all night during the broadcast. I'm not going to say that there are skunks that are inhabiting the Draconian Vampire Tunnel, but it does smell like a skunk, so don't be surprised after everything is washed out that you might hear something about some skunks. That's all I'm going to say. So, Washed Out, Before, the Skunks. We'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
In a few minutes now, we shall be live. Could you please extinguish your cigarette? And ensure that your
feet are
fastened for landing.
Roger from the feline Papa Victor. Request auto land approach on the runway 28 left.
Papa Victor, care for auto land approach, runway 28 left.
Roger from Papa Victor. I'll call you established on the beat.
After division, selecting full flap, capturing the drive. Speed reducing to 150.
Papa Victor is now the outer marker inbound.
Papa Victor, on the car, you'll get that runway 28 left, huh?
Roger from Papa Victor.
Still, the unexpected happens, though, when the center engine surges just after liftoff. Crew reduces power on it somewhat, and the vibration mysteriously terminates. Yet another problem was discovered when the wing leaning edge flaps could not be retracted. Apparently, the hydraulic actuators for them were too small for the air loads and would have to be redesigned. The arrow points to the area of tufts that delineate the shockwave caused by the wing as it approaches the speed of sound.
Forever old, forever new. All this day, a momentous event is taking place in the lives of Pierre and Fifi Cat. Oh, how toot sweet. The mama and the papa, they are so proud. And the babies, they are very cute. Oh, but wait, what calamity of nature is this? When one is so young, it matters not, but it is the following spring, and time for a grown girl's first date. First, pretty Jeannette answers the call of spring. Ah, l'amour. Then, Fabrette. Spring means nothing to you.
I sail from Paris to find me a bride. Les soirs finis, je vous aime, oui.
Sacré idiot! Volcan de Pew! Imec! Pew!
No, not Pew. Le Pew. Pepe Le Pew is my name.
Fabrette, all is not lost. Look, your ship has come in.
Quel est? Ah, une belle femme sans créole.
Go get him, Fabrette.
Vive la colonie d'Amérique!
Must be the place.
Ah, my little waiting for the rabbit, he, me. Mm-hmm. We will sail the sea of matrimony together. Mm-hmm. We will. This bayou baby is all right by me.
Fabrette, would you want the others to think you could not get a boyfriend?
Where are you, my little gumbo of chicken? Your French fried shrimp is sizzling for you.
Here he comes, Fabrette. Will you try?
It is true what they say about Vixie. Ow! You will be my blushing bride. Oh, how sweet. You are blushing for Peppy. Darling, you will love Paris. We will stroll on the Rue de la Paix. And the Eiffel Tower. Oh, I can see it now.
Fabrette, you are not going to let a little thing like breathing stand between you and happiness.
Where are you, living doll?
Come to me, my melon baby Kali.
I must find out what this pew means every time I appear. Here it is. Pew. It means no. No, not me. C'est le ridiculous. C'est impossible de pew. No. Non pew.
Pew!
C'est true. Pepe, you are a pew. For her, I will make myself dainty.
Wait, Barbarette. If you cannot lick them, join them. Look, over there.
Baby doll! My darling, I am so glad you feel. So glad you feel. Ooh, glad I. Oy vey, what a day.
And that is love in old New Orleans. Laugh a little, cry a little. Au revoir.